Hello, my name is Isaac.
And I'm Jamie, and today we're covering the topic of abortion in the eyes of a middle schooler.
As many of us know, abortion is the practice of removing a fetus from a woman's uterus.
This procedure has been seen in the eyes of many as unethical.
Other parties suggest that this practice is extremely beneficial to the woman's reproductive rights.
In our opinion, we believe that abortion is unethical.
We think it's mainly because at 4 weeks, the fetus is 10,000 times larger than the egg it was conceived in.
And most people, their argument is that it's the woman's right to have, whether or not to have a child. But I don't think anyone realized that the baby doesn't have a choice. And also, most people think, oh, it's a baby. It's not even a baby. It can't even think. When is it considered alive? At 5 weeks, the fetus has a heartbeat. At 6 weeks, the fetus has brain activity.
Later at week 15, the fetus already has adult taste buds.
Opponents argue that brain waves do not signify life, but if your grandfather was on the deathbed in a coma, and he had brain waves, you knew for a fact that he was going to come out of that coma, would you still kill him just because you could? Just because he has brain activity doesn't mean he's alive.
It's like your grandfather in that coma. You know the baby is going to be alive in a couple weeks. So are you going to kill it?
Also, personally, getting rid of a fetus just sounds immorally wrong. And in the eyes of many, I believe it's almost murder of innocent lives, because one, they can't think, two, they're pure, they haven't sinned, they haven't done anything wrong, they haven't done anything unlawful.
The baby hasn't even gotten a chance to do anything.
It hasn't gotten a chance to live. It hasn't gotten the chance to breathe. It hasn't gotten the chance to look at life and the green trees and the blue skies and the things that life is meant to be. But legally, life is useless if it's not wanted.
And just killable, you know, let's kill it.
Yeah, let's just murder it, dude.
And the fact that people say, oh, if the baby grows up, it's going to have a bad life anyway, like in the foster
And I understand that the foster care system is extremely corrupt in the United States, and especially in Arizona, with, like, many illegal immigrants and many different factors of having so many children be put into... of course, the foster care can be awful and the system is corrupt. Also, adoption is also just horrifying in certain ways that we can't understand, but would you choose life? Would you choose life over murder? I personally would choose life.
Would you? So would you rather have your grandfather be killed or put in a senior citizen home?
Whoa. I mean, actually, I feel like senior citizens homes are better taken care of because they're probably more funded.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, murder.
Same concept.
They're not going to be in the foster care their whole life. They're going to have a chance to grow up and get out of it once you're 18 and you're not in foster care.
Like, one of the biggest abortion arguments is the whole incest and rape.
Oh, my God.
And rape accounts for less than 1% of all abortions.
Less than 1%. I understand if you are raped. Or if it's
incest, if the baby's literally going to have no...
Die immediately, yeah. If there's no chance to live. If there's a chance to live, take it. If there isn't, don't. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it only makes sense, really. But also, I think recently Alabama passed a law that all abortion is illegal now.
Yeah. I thought that was Georgia.
No, Alabama.
Oh,
I saw it pop up on my feed. Raging Patriots on Instagram.
Oh.
But, I mean... There still feels like there's something wrong with getting rid of all abortion, even though I am pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
But just murder, basically, is wrong.
It's like taking away... That's like the government telling you can't do this. A lot of people don't like that.
But, yeah.
Also, the teenage girl argument, the 14-year-old girl who had gotten impregnated by her boyfriend.
Yeah, but whose fault is that? It's her fault.
Exactly.
It's her fault. It was her decision, so she has to live with it. She has to live with the decision that she's bringing a new life into this world because she decided to be careless.
And if it's too much stress and I can't take care of it because I don't want to.
What?
Do you really? Your mom could have just said, I don't want to take care of this little shit. I'm just going to throw it in the trash can.
If people using birth control as the next, for like number one options as a contraceptive, rather than using easily available other options like birth control, condoms, like anything else aside from that, instead of just, you know, just like, slit your throat when you're in the womb, and you won't see the light of day.
And the excuse that I wasn't able to get birth control option. Do you It is so easy to get.
Especially with the common age of feminism becoming so
widespread.
Widespread. Yes. Very, very, very widespread in a public opinion. Very, 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 very common.
Mm-hmm.
Feminism. Oh, shit. Well, it's not about feminism at this point.
it's about.
Sorry, Mr. Drott. But, like, with female empowerment taking over,
mm-hmm.
getting female supplies. And male supplies at this point is getting so much easier. Like, taking it back to, like, 1955 or times prior to that,
Getting birth control pills was so difficult.
So if you make a decision, you made a decision.
Yeah.
You know?
But nowadays, it's available
so much easier
everywhere.
Here's the thing. At CVS, a local pharmacy, there is no age restriction for, like, buying condoms. So, like,
you know, I'm 12, you know, I'm just going to buy a pack of condoms. Sorry.
And I know a few people like that, but
there's a lot more options than just abortion.
There's
so many
other available
things. So many things that you can do other than killing the child.
Than injecting a child when it's in you.
Think about that.
Ripping its limbs apart.
You know, I just love slaughtering children when it was my decision to make them.
Oh. Exactly. I don't agree with
it. There's nothing to really agree about.
And it's also minors having sex, it really shouldn't be happening.
I mean, that's our opinion, though. Well, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. That's
I'm sorry
our...
I joined in
we know
halfway
that the first,
oh this
the
is
first,
Kaylee by the way
the
yeah
first part
my name's
was
Kaylee
creepy but
sorry for the unison talking but
yeah
that's our opinion on abortion. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye.